الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome viewers to another episode of our series. Alhamdulillah, as you know by now, we are mentioning signs of the Day of Judgment. And the sign that I'll mention today is an astonishing sign that will occur before Judgment Day. And it's related to the river Euphrates. This is a historical river. And according to a narration, it's a river that flows from paradise. Now, what is that sign? Inshallah, we will hear this and a lot more in this episode. So listen attentively, inshallah, to gain the full benefits. So to begin with, on the bank of the river Euphrates, such an historic event occurred. Now, let me tell you about that. And you will hear how the judges in the past were so fair, and to what extent they tried their best to reach a fair verdict. Now, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make justice prevalent everywhere today as well. Now, let's take you to a golden story from the annals of history. There was a date palm orchard on the bank of the river Euphrates. It was owned by some brothers and their sister. Now, the sister, she separated her portion and had a wall built in between, and also appointed a person to safeguard it. The governor of the city, Musa ibn Isa, he purchased the entire portion of her brothers from them, and also asked the woman to sell her portion, and he offered her a big amount as well. When she refused to sell her portion, the governor sent 500 men and had her wall demolished and destroyed the entire orchard. Now, this is the case today as well. People, they want to buy someone's land. If they can't buy it, they encroach on it. But that woman, she came to the renowned judge of that time, Sayyiduna Shariq, and presented the entire scenario, the problem that she was facing. She said, "Let the right of this oppressed one be restored to her." He listened to the complaint of the oppressed woman, and he sealed the letter and handed over the order to the woman and said, "Go to the governor, Musa bin Isa. Give him the order and tell him to present himself in the court of the judge." Hence, the woman, she left from there and told the guard the order of the judge, meaning, go and tell the governor. When Musa bin Isa saw the order, he said to an official, "Go and tell the judge, Shariq, that the woman has made an unfair claim against me. And by summoning me to court, based on her claim, you are helping her," meaning Shariq is helping her. The officer had no choice but to go. But at the same time, he knew that the judge was fair. He was a fair judge of Islam. And he will certainly imprison him because of delivering a convict's message. He knew that his governor was doing wrong and the woman was oppressed. Anyhow, while leaving, he ordered his servants to arrange the bedding, etc. for him in the jail, because today he will certainly be imprisoned. The judge is not going to acquit him. Anyway, this is what happened. When the officer came to the judge with the message of his governor, the judge ordered, "Arrest him and throw him in prison." When the governor Musa bin Isa was informed about his officer's arrest, he sent his guard to the judge with a message. What was that message? "You have arrested our messenger." He only delivered a message. What is his crime? What is his fault? Now, when the governor's guard reached there, the judge sent this messenger also to jail with his fellow. When Musa bin Isa was informed about the arrest of his special guard, after Asr Salah, he sent a message to the influential and prominent people of Kufa. "Go and give my salam to the judge and inform him that he has insulted me. I'm not an ordinary person." The influential people of Kufa, they took the message, and as soon as they came to the judge said, "I see you supporting such a person who is not on the right path," meaning he's not correct. Then he loudly said, "Are the soldiers of the tribe present here?" Thereafter, some young men, they came forward. Now the judge gave the order, "Hold each one of these people's hands and take all of them to jail. By Allah, they will spend this night in jail so that in future, they will not support any oppressor and bring his message to me." Now, even the prominent people of the city were put in jail. They've used such an amazing story, isn't it? When the governor Musa bin Isa was informed about their arrest as well, At night, he himself went to the jail. He had its gates opened and released all the prisoners. In the morning, when the fair and courageous judge was informed that the governor had released everyone against the order, he sent for the register, stamped it with his seal, and sent all the record to his house, and then ordered his servant to fetch his mount, to get his mount, his ride, and said, "Now we will not live in Kufa. By Allah, we did not demand this designation from Amir al-Mu'mineen. Rather, I was compelled, and they took it upon themselves to provide us safety and patronage. Now it has become difficult to maintain justice in Kufa. Therefore, I do not want this designation. I don't want this role anymore." After saying this, he headed towards the bridge of Kufa, which led to Baghdad. When Musa bin Isa was informed that the judge was leaving, he immediately rushed towards him and said, "Please, do not do this. Don't leave Kufa and go to Baghdad." But the judge was the judge at the end of the day. He replied, "I will not stop until all those whom you have released are sent back to prison." Finally, Musa bin Isa, who was the governor, had to accept his demand. And all of them were sent back to jail. After that, what happened was that the judge sent for the woman, and they were now Musa bin Isa and the woman in front of him. Thereafter, an official judgment was made. The judge held a court, and the people witnessed the scene that the governor of the entire city was made to stand by the oppressed woman, and he said to the woman, "The one against whom you have made the claim is present before you." The governor Musa bin Isa said, "O fair judge, now I am myself present, so kindly release all those who were imprisoned because of me." He replied, "Yes, they can be released now." After saying this, he ordered for them to be released and said, "O Musa bin Isa, what do you say about the claim which the woman has made against you?" The governor replied, "She is right." He said, "Return her all those things which were seized from her, and immediately have the wall which was demolished rebuilt." The governor said, "That is fine. Okay, I will have this work done right now. Is there a claim other than this?" The judge asked the woman, "Do you have any other claim?" She replied, "Yes, my servant's house was also demolished and his belongings were also damaged." The governor said, "I will recompense for this loss as well." The judge again asked, "Is there any other claim left?" The woman said, "Now I have no more claim left. May Allah Almighty reward you abundantly." Then the woman left while making prayers. Dear viewers, this was the judge of that time. This was the way of justice. There was equality. The rich and the poor were treated equal in this matter. May Allah Almighty make such a time prevail everywhere today as well. And if such people are listening to us who have the opportunity to make a judgment, and they hold such a role, a designation, may Allah Almighty enable them to show justice so that the oppressed are able to obtain their right. Dear viewers, you have listened to this amazing story. Now let's return to the river Euphrates. The river Euphrates is that historic river which the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed on the night of Mi'raj. And it is mentioned in the hadith that on the night of Mi'raj, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was led to Sidratul Muntaha, which is the low tree. And the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, its fruits were like the pitchers of Maqami Hijr, and its leaves were like the ears of an elephant. There were four rivers, two were apparent and two hidden. I asked Jibreel a.s. what those rivers were. He replied, the two which are hidden are the rivers of paradise, and the two apparent rivers are the river Nile and the river Euphrates. Now the river Nile and the river Euphrates flow from Sidratul Muntaha. It is mentioned in narrations that the most superior of the rivers present in the world are Sihun, Jihun, Tigris, Euphrates, and the river Nile of Egypt. And regarding the river Euphrates, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu states, even if a baby goat dies on the bank of the river Euphrates, I fear I might be questioned about it on the Day of Judgment. So in the past, alhamdulillah, we had such great rulers who would take it upon themselves to look after even a baby goat. May Allah Almighty enable today's rulers to look after their citizens, their people as well. Anyway, on the bank of the river Euphrates, the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was martyred in the plain of Karbala. This river has been mentioned in several ahadith. In addition to this, you would have heard its name in many incidents as well. The name Furat has been adapted from the Persian word Afratu, whereas some linguists say that the word Furat has been adapted from Kurdish. Now, let's move to our main point. What connection does the River Euphrates have to the Day of Judgment? What relation does it have? Now, in a hadith, a sign is mentioned of the Day of Judgment, and that is related to the River Euphrates. The sign is that in the end of times, the water of the River Euphrates will dry up, and its land will split, from which the mines of gold, silver, and other treasures will begin to appear. There will be big holes in the River Euphrates, and the treasures buried in the earth will come to the surface. And then when the River Euphrates will split, gold will appear, and people, after hearing this news, will rush to try and get that gold. There will be three groups of people, and these three groups will fight so severely that when they will fight, it will cause many people to lose their lives. Now, how severe will this fight be? How many people will be killed? Listen to a hadith in this regard. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Judgment Day will not occur until the River Euphrates uncovers a mountain of gold and people fight over it. Meaning the River Euphrates, the water in the river will dry up and the treasure of gold and silver beneath it will appear. And in order to acquire that gold and become the owner of that gold, kingdoms will battle. The masses will fight. So in simple words, what will that goal be? It will be the root cause of this fighting and battle and destruction. Everyone will hope that they will obtain and acquire this gold. They will say, let's try our luck, let's fight the people. As a result of this fight, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 99 people out of 100. Yes, 99 out of every 100 will die, will be killed. Every one of them will say, perhaps I am the one who will get salvation. I am the one who will survive. Now, how do we avoid this turmoil? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, soon the River Euphrates will uncover the treasure of gold. So the one who will be present there should not take anything from it. Meaning, he should run away, he should flee from that gold and silver, and should not even stay there, because this massive fight and massacre will occur over it. Moreover, due to taking that treasure, divine torment will descend and calamities will occur. This wealth, gold and silver, will be ill-omened like the treasure of Qarun, and benefiting from it will not be right. It will be a time of great tribulation and selfishness. It is mentioned in a hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by him in whose power my soul is, the world will not come to an end until a man passes by a grave and will roll over it and say, I wish I were in this grave in place of the deceased. This goes to show that at that time, there will be so many tribulations, calamities, sufferings in the world, that people will prefer death to life. And while looking at the graves, they will wish that they would have been buried in those graves. People will become so tired of these fights, these tribulations. When all of this will be happening, this will be their desire. So, we learn from all of this that the River Euphrates is not an ordinary river. Rather, it's a river of paradise. And it will be raised from the world in the end of times. So, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has said that Allah Almighty has made five rivers flow from paradise. Jihun, Sihun, the Tigris River, Euphrates, and the River Nile. All these five rivers flow from the same spring. Allah Almighty has kept the spring of paradise in trust inside the mountains through Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, and may these rivers flow on the earth from the mountains from which people are obtaining several benefits. When it will be the time of Ya'juj Ma'juj, the emergence of Gog Magog, Allah Almighty will send Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam to the earth, and he will have him raise six things from the earth. The Holy Quran, all the sciences, Hajar al-Aswad, Maqam Ibrahim, the chest of Musa alayhi salam, and the aforementioned five rivers. They'll be raised from the earth. And then the blessings of Islam, Deen, and the world will be raised from the face of the earth. People will become completely deprived from barakah. Now, dear viewers, after hearing this detail, one point that is clear is that this sign has not occurred yet. Rather, it will occur in the end of times. And this will be a time of great tribulation. We seek refuge in Allah Almighty from these calamities. We pray that, Ya Allah, safeguard us from these turmoils and keep us steadfast on the religion of Islam. And when the time of death approaches, may the merciful Lord enable us to die in the state of Iman, faith. We will conclude there. That is the end of the episode. We should always seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the tribulations that will occur at the end of times. May Allah safeguard one and all. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.